We hear a lot about caring in our communities nowadays, keeping an eye on friends and neighbours, and making sure those who may need the hand of friendship are looked after and never ignored. But who's heard of fish making a difference? It was more than 46 years ago when our sister paper, the Norwich Mercury, devoted its front page to a wonderful project which was then operating in Rockland St Mary, called the Fish Scheme. The idea was simple. Every house in the village was given a card with a fish emblem, the ancient Christian symbol of help. Anyone in difficulties at home, perhaps they were disabled or taken ill, put the card in the window, and one of the wardens who covered different sections of the village would then call to help. The scheme had been forgotten about until our popular magazine, Let's Talk, found and published a picture of Pam Goodson handing out some newspapers for Ingeborg Buckley, who didn't know what was going on. Well, we do now. A call to the magazine from a cousin in Southampton resulted in Nigel Havers and Derek James heading over to Rockland to meet Pam, now aged 80, and has lived in the village all her life. Yes, she recalled, the fish scheme, it did a lot of good work at the time. It was started by Ingeborg in 1968, and the idea was to give neighbourly assistance in emergencies and work in cooperation with social services. All the helpers lived in and around Rockland, and she thought the close relationships between visitors and the visited was of a huge benefit. Welfare services, as good as they are today, couldn't possibly deal with these problems in the neighbourly way we're about to, she said back in December 1970. I cannot stress too much the importance and value of sharing the work. The scheme can only come to life by sharing and shouldering it together, added Ingeborg. Several residents were being helped by the scheme in a number of ways. Help in the house, meals on wheels, occasional trips out in the car. Things which really did make a difference. As Pam added all those years ago, it's no good being a cold fish in an emergency. If people need help, they put their sign in the window. It certainly worked for Sam Pigney. He put his sign in the window after suffering a stroke, and help was soon at hand. The fish scheme worked well and helped several people. One way we raised money was by collecting old newspapers and selling them at Warminger's in Burr Street. They were good days, said Pam. The old fish scheme is long gone, but there are still plenty of people out and about in the city and in our towns and villages keeping an eye out for others and doing what they can help in so many different ways. Many of them never seek the headlines. They just get on with it, and we should all be so grateful to them.